Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your energy and your consciousness and your heart. I love that. And you're absolutely going to love today's episode. It touches so many different pieces of the heart and just growing. You know, basically where we're going is really looking at feeling freedom to be as tall as you want to be. That is one of the things that comes up with our volunteer today, and also releasing pain and creating all kinds of changes also in the physical body. So that's where we're going. And I have to say, you are going to love today's volunteer. I mean, she's so precious. She has the most wonderful laugh. When she laughs, it just makes me want to laugh. It's sweet. And also, she's a college professor. And I love that we live in a time when even college professors are looking at the mind-body connection and healing. So I love that. And you're absolutely going to love our volunteer today. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Sue. Hello.
Hi, Brandi.
Hi, it's wonderful to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So what can I help you with today? I actually have not read your intake form, so.
Okay, so I have two major issues in my life. I have a problem with sciatica that is, if I'm sitting right now and it doesn't bother me, but when I stand, I'll get really tightness in my lower back and my glutes. My feet will fall asleep. And sometimes I get a pain like at night. I get shooting pains at night and I have to toss and turn to sleep. Sometimes when I start walking, I try to walk 3 days a week, not 3 days a week. I try to walk 3 miles a day. And sometimes when it starts, I'll start off with pain and so on, and I can walk it off. And so I can give you some history on that, but real quickly, the other problem that I have is a frozen shoulder. Both of these predominant on my left side. My shoulder is painful to touch when I press in where my rotator cuff is, both the front and the back, and I can only raise my arm about 2/3 of the way. And I can give you any kind of history on both of them that you want. But I will tell you this, that when I'm having...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, the sciatica doesn't bother me so much when I'm sitting down. So if you want to work on that, I can stand up and get all my symptoms.
Okay.
So tell me when. Tell me when to stand.
Right.
And if we're working with my shoulder, I can sit, because that never changes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and see what the body says it wants to work on. And what we'll do, first and foremost, as far as your shoulder, you mentioned that that in your rotator cuff area, that if you touch in there, you do feel the pain.
Yes.
Is that level right now, if you do that?
Okay. If I press in right now, you know, if a 10 was childbirth, this would be, no, really, I was trying to think, like, what is a scale of 1 to 10? So this is right now, it's about a 5. In the back and the front is a 5 or 6 maybe when I press in. And when I don't press in, it just can have a kind of a subtle ache. And when I raise my arm, it's impinged and it's not the same pain. It's just feel it's an impingement pain, like kind of like I can't move it.
Okay. Okay. So you can't move it. Okay, great.
Any further than two-thirds up.
We're going to look at that. What's that?
Not great, but great that we can look at it. Yes, I get.
Yes, gotcha. Yes. You did a great job at describing it. So I'm with you there. Okay. And yeah, if you want to go ahead and just and stand up and check out the sciatica right now and see how that feels in your current level of pain, that would be helpful.
Okay. Now, when I stand up, the first thing I notice is a real tightness in my lower back. And if I try to straighten up a lot, I'll feel it radiate into a little pain in my glutes. Foot will, the longer I stay up, probably will start, it has like little pins and needles in my left foot. But right now I don't have the sciatic shooting pain, which sometimes goes down the back of my leg, gets to my knee, turns to the front, and goes down to my ankle. So the pain level is right now less of a pain and, you know, less pain, maybe a 2, and more of like tingly and, but it will, the longer I stand up, it'll probably change. That's basically what happens. And as soon as I sit down, it gets better for a while. And sometimes when I get up, it feels better for a while and then it hurts, and then I sit down again. So that's kind of how I manage it until night. Then it's really hard at night to sleep through the night because I have to keep shifting sides because it's worse when I sleep.
Okay. Okay. Bingo. All right. And that's okay. All right. We are going to dive in.
Okay.
Bingo. We're going to dive in. It looks like you've been negating your pain. Are you telling your pain it's not real?
Yes. Okay. How did you know? Well, okay, let me tell you this. Well, the shoulder pain. You are so good.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause this just for a quick moment. And first and foremost, I have to say, I just love her and I love her laugh. I mean, it's just, it's so great. It makes me want to laugh. It's precious and she's beautiful. And so I love that. And just so full of life and energy. I mean, just, again, just beautiful, beautiful being. And I want to take just a quick moment to talk about the act of negating pain, just because I see people doing that all of the time. I also did that in my own life. And I can tell you, you know, a lot of times what I see from people is either they'll have some results and then it kind of comes back with vengeance. So it'll come back in a different way or come back even more, or just be persistent where it's coming and going and coming and going, or even in some cases, it can backfire. I know in my own situation, it felt like sometimes it would kind of work a bit, where I just kind of push through and then it would feel like it would work. And then other times I'd kind of push through and, you know, just keep going. And then I'd end up in the emergency room. So it kind of went both ways. And, you know, and I laugh, but it's true. You know, there were times that I would purposely like plan my medication and my pain medication and all of that because I didn't want to use the wheelchair and I wanted to be able to go do something more. And so I would take my walker or my cane and just push through the pain and kind of push through as much as I could. And then I'd get into this huge pain cycle where I, you know, was just trying and trying and trying to just walk and go. And it was like my nervous system then felt like the whole thing was pinching itself and my whole body was burning and then my digestion would shut down and it wasn't working. And then I would end up in the ER for one reason or another. And so it was just not a fun cycle and it didn't work so well. And unfortunately, I see people who don't have good outcomes when they try to apply that theory to all types of illnesses, meaning that I have seen people with autoimmune issues or even more serious life-threatening issues where they said, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and negate this illness. I'm going to tell it it's not real, or I'm just going to bring in gratitude, or I'm just going to convince myself that I'm already healthy and happy, and I'm just going to get that in. And in those cases, I haven't seen it go well. So I'm not a big fan of just negating what's going on. I mean, I've literally seen people who have had things like cancer, who have just told themselves they were healthy and happy and that they didn't have cancer and they were 100% healthy, and then their life came to an end. And so I have seen that before and seen people who said, well, that's the way to heal, they're going to do that, and it didn't ultimately end up bringing them the outcome that they were hoping to achieve. And so my point being is that I'm just not a big fan of negating anything that's going on with the body and just doing mind over matter, or negating it and saying it's not real. And there are a few reasons that I'm not a fan of that. I mean, one, because I haven't seen it go so well, not only in my own life, but for others. It just seems to always show up either in the same way or in a different way. So that's part of the reason. And another part of the reason is that ultimately you want to create an incredible relationship with your body and with your energy. So you know what your body's telling you, and that your body trusts you and you trust it. And it's honestly, it's an incredible feeling to have a great relationship with your body and universe, divine, God, whatever you want to call it. That's ultimately what you want to have, because when you stop and think about it, every single podcast episode, you know, when I work with somebody who's got some type of ailment, that ailment is giving them a message, you know, a message of something that they'll want to change. And so that's ultimately what you want to do, is look at what that message is and integrate that into your life. And so that's where we're going as we dive back in with Sue.
Well, years ago, I have to tell you that when I was first having, I had lower back pain when I was in the 1970s when I was in my 20s. But I had, when it got worse into sciatica, and I went back and forth to chiropractors and so on, and I would do yoga and do exercises and aerobics and try to deny it and fix it and whatever I was doing. And I was relatively successful enough to keep myself moving. When in 1958, when I was feeling probably the best I had in years, and I was
in 1958?
No, when I was 58. Okay. I felt probably
in 1958. Okay.
I really felt good then. I was 8. That was a terrible year. That was a terrible year. Let me take that back. But it's interesting because it was a year that I moved in with my father and stepmother, but that's, I was 58 years old. So that would have been 2008, and I was feeling really good. And I was at a camp out and it started to rain, and I ran in some bad shoes and I jumped on a hill and rolled over and broke my right leg right above my ankle. And hobbled over and went to the hospital, and it was, gratefully, it wasn't shattered or anything, and it was all actually didn't move out of place, so they didn't even have to set it. But I was in a cast for 68 weeks, and I know that my right side was higher than my left side, and I think later on I had a cancerous polyp diagnosed, which it's been 10 years, and I check on it and everything, but that seems to have all been better. But during the CAT scan, I saw that my spine had scoliosis, which I didn't know I had. And so that's it. I broke the right leg, but I was up higher on my right leg. So it seems like the curve goes out on the left side. Well, starting then, I started to have pain. And then I started to develop more sciatica after that. And I went to a chiropractor for a year.
How long ago was that?
Okay, so that was 2008. I went to 6 years ago, I was getting ready to take students to Prague, and I decided I just couldn't take this sciatic anymore. This is where it comes into, I didn't believe it was real. And I discovered Dr. Sarno and TMS, and they say, you know, his whole theory is that he has a similar theory, mind-body, but he says that the pain is caused in the brain, and it takes oxygen out of your body and puts you in spasm. And so he has a process where you kind of go back through your life and so on. But I forced myself to walk for 5 miles in pain, singing, telling myself it wasn't real. And I did get some good results. enough that I took students that next year to Prague and walked around 5 miles. I'm not telling you that I was completely pain-free, but I wasn't debilitated. Before I did that, I couldn't walk down, you know, a block without being in excruciating pain.
Out of curiosity, how long after that did your shoulder start acting up?
I think my shoulder started acting up before that. I tie my shoulder into using a computer, a laptop, shifting from a big computer to a laptop. And I thought I was maybe tensing my left shoulder because I was using my right. Also, I play guitar, so I didn't know if I was tensing. And at first it was really painful, but the pain went away and then it just got stiff. But lately, in the last year or so, it starts to move around and kind of feel like it's weird. But anyway, so yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. So it feels like it's been worse for about the last 3 years. Is when it feels like the...
Which one? The shoulder?
The shoulder feels... the shoulder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and more and more lately, I went to physical therapy and they had me doing exercises and it made it worse. So I stopped doing the physical therapy. Plus with the COVID, I decided to wait and just do my own therapy. Then I heard you you changed my, I mean, I'm like addicted. I listened to a bunch of podcasts and followed you along and I went, this woman is an angel or brilliant or all of those things. And I just decided that you were the way for me. So here I am.
Well, thank you. And you're beautiful and, bingo. And that's, bingo. You're beautiful. I love it. I love your journey. And I love that you're here and, bingo. And that's what it says. It says, the first thing it says is to stop telling yourself it's not real. Okay. That's
Darn
what it,
it
says. And it says that, okay. So, it says, it looks like you do that a lot, which would make sense with Sarno's work. So, let's look at it in a different way. So give me 1 second. Bingo. If I ask you, so you mentioned, you know, doing things with the students and stuff like that. If I ask you how much you can find a feeling of feeling a bit of self-sacrifice in what you do, how much would you say that is?
Recently, a lot, because now I'm online with 415 students. So sometimes I think it's not as much fun that I don't get to meet them. And I have to deal with a lot of freshmen who are confused. And I'm an artist and I teach art appreciation and,
bingo.
So
let's go there really quickly.
Okay.
Let's go there real quickly. If I ask you, would you ultimately like more time to do your art?
I have tons of time to do my art. I'm painting every day. I play guitar every day and I walk every day. So that's not the problem. But I have been thinking about retiring just because it's a mental pressure that I don't fully understand and don't need anymore. I don't know. I'm just starting to think about that. I'm old enough to retire.
Okay.
I guess you figured that out.
I hear you. I hear you. And let's do this. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe.
Okay. Should I be sitting or standing?
Whatever one makes you happy.
Oh, happy. Good. I'm sitting.
Great. Great. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to go ahead and breathe.
Yes, ma'am.
And bingo. And I want you to notice the part of you that absolutely loves working with the students. And then I also want you to notice the part of you that feels like it can be a lot of heavy lifting. That it can feel like a lot of work. Can you see that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm just going to say that again. I want you to notice the part of you that feels really, really fun and loves it and just loves the students and loves what you do. And the part of you that feels like it's heavy lifting. It can be a lot of work. It feels like a lot of effort. Sometimes it feels a bit of a pull or a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of remembering that, of course, you're the leader, right? In these classes, you're the leader, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you, or with the students, you're one of the leaders, let's say. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to think about what it would look like if you purposely started inserting more lightness and more fun into things. What would that look like?
Given like the circumstances that I'm in now, where I have to be online and I have 415 students, or
exactly
in the past. Okay. what would make that joyful? Okay. Actually, okay. I do know what that is. It's a lot less than the stress, but it is there.
Okay. And, bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you to picture that you start doing that. That you start doing that, you start bringing in even more lightness. And that it actually all feels really doable. That it actually, as you bring in more lightness and you start bringing that feeling in, that it actually feels lighter and lighter and lighter for everybody, for you, for them, for everybody. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And if everything started feeling lighter, if everything started feeling easier and more in flow, and not as much heavy lifting, but it all felt easier and more in flow and all of that, right? I'm going to ask you to notice what that would feel like. I want you to notice what that would feel like. What if it was easy? Like, what if it was easy and easy and easier? And what if it was light and light and lighter? And
oh, you're
there
so
was
funny.
More and more joy in it. Yes?
I actually felt my lower back untense a little bit, even sitting when you said that, when it gets lighter. I feel the tension in my legs a little lighter. And even in my shoulder, I feel like, oh my God, I've just, you know, I guess I've been thinking like I'm Atlas holding up the universe and I'm tired.
Wait. Don't go back into the negative. We're going lighter. Remember lighter.
Atlas okay,
holding
sorry.
Up stuff. That's going wrong direction.
Okay. I throw it off. I am not responsible. I am floating in clouds and smiling and loving that people are getting off on the beauty and interesting ideas about art and that they're making
projects.
There you go.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Now watch this. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to bring that in. Just the lightness, the joy, the flow, your smile, the lightness, the flow, the students. It's just all feeling even more in flow and even lighter and even more joyous and even more just fun and enjoyable. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe and take in that feeling of lightness. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Now I'm going to ask you to notice the level of pain in your shoulder. What's the level when you push? What's the level of pain?
It's down to 2.5 or 3.
That's what I have is and about two and a half right in there. So just for a moment, how amazing are you?
How amazing am I?
So notice, how amazing are you? If you think about it, you're putting your mind here and you already noticed, even before I asked, you already noticed your back releasing and relaxing already, and your shoulder already down from a 5.6 to about a 2.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Thank
you. You're amazing, aren't you?
You are amazing.
Absolutely.
I'm amazing too.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome.
We are pretty darn amazing, right?
Yes, we are.
So bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you to take in even more of that lightness. What would happen if you embodied this? If you said, you know what, I am really going to bring in this lightness and I'm going to bring in even more lightness into the classes and enjoying that with the students and all of that. And I'm going to do it for me. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to take that in, that you're doing that for you, that you're going, you know what, You're bringing that in. You're bringing in the lightness. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that also feels like you have to be really serious with the students. Can you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. Don't want to be, but I think teaching online has made me have to be super organized and more organized. And no matter, I don't want to get negative, but I'm just going to have to say there's a lot of information that I try to get really clear to keep things simple so that I can be lighter. And then I worry about them too. That's not good. I worry. That's my fault. I'm doing that. I worry that they're not right. going to get
Absolutely.
It.
Wait, stop it. You're not allowed to say that's my fault. Delete.
Not
no
my
beating
fault.
Yourself up.
You could say,
this is something that I have done in the past that I would like to change, but my fault is simply a phrase that has no purpose. It's a blame phrase. And so it's my power. Like I'm empowered to change this, whatever that is. All right. But either way, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. And first and foremost, again, I just love her laugh. I mean, she's so precious. I could just keep her and she could just come hang out with me and we could laugh all of the time. I just love her laugh. It's so beautiful. And it's perfect, by the way, because coming up, she does ask if she could just move in with me. So we have it all figured out here. So really, just precious, beautiful, beautiful heart, beautiful being. And I just love her. And I just wanted to make a quick note here. You know, she said, oh, it's my fault. And that is something that you're going to want to not say. And of course, you could say it in a different way where you could maybe say, oh, that was my mistake. I can change that, or something to that effect. And the reason that is because all too often when people say it's my fault, there's a sense of pride in taking ownership of it. They go, you know what? It's my fault. I'll take ownership of it. And while that might sound and feel impressive, that's part of the problem is that can speed up the pattern. Okay, so let me break this down a bit more because I know this might sound confusing. So first and foremost, as you can see from every past episode, I'm all about looking at, you know, what energy is creating the problem. So even in the last episodes where we worked with Michelle, the therapist, and in her personal relationships, we looked at what was creating that, what in her energy was attracting those types of relationships. So of course, everything that I do and talk about is all about personal empowerment. It's about understanding what is going on in the energy and really making that change. So it is personal empowerment, and that's a great thing. But that's the way you want to feel about it is empowerment. And what can happen is people go, oh, it's my fault, it's my fault. And they can take a sense of pride in taking fault for things. And while it might feel good, like they're taking responsibility, it can actually be linked up to many different illnesses. And I have seen that time and time again. So you don't want to just say, it's my fault. So instead, you could say something like, you know, oops, that was my mistake. Let me fix that. Or, oh, I see the problem. Let me go ahead and change that. And so you'll want to make sure that change or solution is somehow incorporated into the statement. You know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, if I said, it's my fault, the whole energy of the whole thing is just self-blame, right? Now, if I said, oh, that was my mistake, I can find the solution. Now, where's the energy? Finding the solution. Where's the pride? Finding the solution or the positivity or the focus is finding the solution. Or that was my mistake, I can figure it out. So now, the focus and the energy is around figuring it out. Or even if it's not something you can change from the past, you don't even need to. You could even say, oh, that was my mistake. From now on, I'll do it in a different way that's even better. Now, where's the energy? Doing something even better. So now there is no pride in, oh, it's my fault. It's not all about self-blame. Instead, it's about change or growth or the solution. And by the way, when you stop and think about it for a moment, that is the very way that my brain has been set up and programmed, is that I'm a solutions person, if you will. You know, if you think about my past, I used to do network engineering and operations, which was basically troubleshooting for 40 to 50 or sometimes 60 hours a week. You know, I worked in telecommunications and I would troubleshoot. There would be problems in the network and I would figure it out. And I was known for figuring out the most complex problems. And there were multiple times where I received awards and bonuses and things like that because I was able to solve a problem that was really, really stuck. And that was my past, you know, and basically I've had a solutions-oriented mind. And then if you think about now with health, where I was stuck and nothing would work, and I've been able to figure out the solution in my life and also help others to get these radical results. And it wasn't because I saw it somewhere else. It was because my brain is very programmed to find solutions. And I'm not saying this to boast at all or to impress you or anything like that. What I'm saying is that, you know, we can have programming in the mind that can either empower us and fuel us or disempower us and keep us stuck and limited. And, you know, if you have your brain set up in a certain way that fuels you in your subconscious mind, it can really create ongoing positive patterns in your life that can help you. You know, even as I'm working with each individual person, you know, I'm looking at the mind and the subconscious mind and the body and then finding the solution, because it's more than just about the energy of the body, but it's more so about also navigating the mind and understanding what the mind needs to do to make that change. So very simply bringing it all back to the fault thing, in the mind, you won't want to point fault at self. Instead, you'll want to place the significance, the importance, the energy on changing or solution or doing better moving forward or something like that. So the energy and the programming goes there in your mind instead of just pointing at self and saying, it's all my fault. Okay. So that's the change that you want to make. And again, this might sound very insignificant, but I can't tell you how often I see this linked up to different ailments, sometimes even autoimmune issues. So there can be a deeper level of emotional connection that goes along with feeling like, oh, it's my fault. It's my fault. And it can create a lot of problems in the subconscious mind in a variety of different ways. And not to mention, by the way, if you think about the last IQ episode, we talked about even when somebody feels good about forgiving another person and they feel like, oh, well, I forgave so-and-so and I forgave so-and-so, that by feeling good about forgiving somebody, it can attract more of that same pattern over and over and over, where they then find more situations where they feel like they're wronged, so then they have more quote-unquote opportunities to then forgive. And the same is true with somebody saying, it's my fault, especially if they have that feeling of pride in it. And they go, you know what? It's my fault. I take responsibility of it. Then ultimately, even though, again, that can feel really good and feel like they're proud of it and they're taking ownership. And unfortunately, that can impact somebody at the subconscious level in a negative way. So it's not about not taking responsibility to change it. Absolutely. You do absolutely want to do that. If something comes up and it was a mistake that you made, then you can say, oh, yep, you know what? That was a mistake that I made, and I can go ahead and change that. And that feels better than just blaming the self, because if you're just blaming the self, then it's going to have a negative impact on your subconscious mind and your energy. So I know that can be a little bit confusing or maybe seem even insignificant, but it's important enough that I wanted to stop and really mention it, because it can affect you in a variety of different ways, even when it comes to growing and being your best self and being as tall as you want to be and feeling the freedom to really be all that you can be, which is where we're going next as we dive back in with Sue. And I'm going to ask you to breathe in that feeling of lightness, of going, of even picturing, what if next week was actually all in flow and it worked and it was awesome and it felt amazing and you felt good and happy on the inside?
Yay!
And next week, It even felt light, and it felt lighter, and it felt lighter, and it actually felt doable. And you actually started connecting with even more of your joy in teaching. You found ways to be serious, but also to be fun and playful at the same time, where it just felt more fun. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, I want you to notice how much you love the students. And it's so beautiful. You have such a beautiful heart. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I also want you to notice any of the frustration. And I just want to simply remind you of what you know, that your thoughts, your energy help create your life. And so you can think about that frustration and you realize it's not even serving you. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe and replace it with lightness and joy and fun. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to picture what that looks like moving forward. Just the lightness, the joy, feeling, you know, just connected, just loving that connection. Everybody's having a good time, and it's just easier and easier. And I want you to just notice what that looks like, that it is getting easier, and it is getting easier. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. Great. And I want you to notice, I'm going to ask you to notice the level of pain in your arm. What's your level?
Oh, wow. It's down to slightly under a one. Wow.
Right? Beautiful. Well, aren't you amazing?
Wow. What about raising
it? All right, so I was just going to ask you. Now you're reading me my mind. What?
Aren't I good? Okay.
You're so good.
It's still, you know, two-thirds up, but it doesn't hurt so much, mm-hmm. but it's, okay. I could, it's just.
Yep. So you ready?
It goes.
Wait. Don't go into, wait a sec. I'm going to ask you to breathe. I got you. The two-thirds. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Okay. So I want you to think about, there is somebody in your position that oversees you. Do you know who that person might be? Like a boss? Type of
Yeah.
Okay. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to think about that person. And that. Bingo. And I want you just for a moment to notice what it would feel like to feel like you guys are both empowered, you know, that you're empowered and this person's empowered and you're empowered and this person's empowered and that you feel like you can stand as tall as you would like.
I almost already do feel that way.
Say that again.
I almost already
Say it again.
Do. I feel
Say
like
that
I
again.
Do. I feel like I
Great.
Do.
I'm gonna ask you to, wait. Great. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and lift your arm.
Oh my goodness. It's a little higher.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay.
Oh,
so here we go. So again, I want you to picture that person in your
Uh-huh.
Yes, you're fun. And you're
yes,
good at art. This will be great.
And music. I can entertain you. Okay.
Oh, I love music. This could work out. This could totally work out. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And just for a moment, again, I want you to think about this person. And this person's feeling empowered and you are completely in your power. Like it's just this awesome duo combination, feeling awesome. And I'm going to ask you to breathe and you feel free to just stand as tall as you'd like. And I know you already do, but just taking that in. And it's just awesome to feel like you can stand even taller and taller. And it's this awesome feeling. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. All right. And I'm going to ask you to raise your arm.
Oh my goodness, it's not perfect, but it's now 3/4 of the way up there, at least.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want to remind you of what you already know. Nobody's holding you down, and I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm just going to say, nobody's holding you from growing, and you can grow and grow and grow and be as tall as you would like to be. And be as tall and as successful and beautiful and wonderful as you are.
You make me want to cry.
That's what your body's been wanting to tell you, though. It's been wanting to tell you all of this information, and you've been like, I don't want to hear you. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And take in the feeling of how great it feels to just feel the freedom that you can grow as tall as you want. And I'm going to ask you to breathe and feel that freedom. Feel the liberation. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's your mindset. It's your energy. Your thoughts help create your life. You're free. You're free. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good. Beautiful. And I'm going to ask you to lift your arm.
It's pretty good. It still feels a resistance, but it's definitely like.
I get about a level, about of 8 of 10. Like I'd a progress.
Yeah. So, it still feels impinged, but it's not being held down as far.
Exactly. So give me one
second.
Getting
there, Brandy.
You are getting there. You are doing amazing. I love that. All right. So give me one second. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. I'm going to ask you to notice the feeling. And if I just remind you that it's safe for you to grow. It's safe for you to be as tall as you want. It's completely safe.
Okay.
It's completely safe for you to be absolutely as tall as you want.
Wow. That's hard.
I'm going to ask you to breathe.
I'm trying.
No, that's not hard. If you think about it for a moment.
Right.
I want you to think about the person that we were talking about that you work with, right?
Okay.
Now, if that person was taller and taller, so to speak, would it be unsafe for that person?
I'm sorry, say that again. Would it?
If that person was taller and taller and taller, would it be unsafe for that person to be taller and taller, so to speak?
No, not unless they were taller and taller than me and I felt shorter and shorter, right?
Okay.
So not
I'm
for
ask
them.
You to breathe. Exactly. So just for a moment, is it safe for Sue to be taller and taller and taller and taller? Is it safe?
Yes, it is safe. It is safe. And it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And it's the true thing.
It's the total right thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I've just got a lifetime of habits that I have to, let go of and that... You know, that my boss is only
great,
symbolically.
Great. But come with me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
This
I'm
way,
with you.
The other way.
I'm coming the other way.
I ask you to breathe. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I just to let you know, the reason I interrupt is because the way that you're going is going to make it so your arm doesn't want to move again. And the way that I'm going is the one that's going to make your arm want to keep moving even more. So
I
want
you
to know that
we're
doing a little bit. And we're doing a little bit of tug of war where I'm going, let's go into the positive. And you're going to want to make sure, just so you know, notice how there's been a couple times where we've been going into the positive, and the first thing your mind wants to do is reflect on the negative and say, oh, well, this was the past and this is what I did. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
Yes. So if you go back that direction, you will make it go the wrong way. So just so you know, so we're going to push a little bit more. Okay. And then you're really going to want to make sure to reinforce the positive direction because it's going, you're going to want to make sure to train your brain in this way, to think in this new way. So, which is good because it's about freedom. It's about feeling good. It's about feeling happy and free. And it's also about feeling safe to be as tall as you want to be and really taking that in, right?
Okay.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to just take that in, that it really is safe. That it really is safe. And even with work, as you show up feeling strong and being your full self and playing out loud and being able to show up at 100%, that's awesome. It's really, really awesome. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, if let's say that you had an assistant under you, right?
Uh-huh. And I do.
How much Mm-hmm. If I ask you, if your assistant started helping even more and doing even more things, would you tell would you tell your assistant to slow down and not do so many things?
Depends on whether I thought that they were hurting themselves and it was unnecessary. But if they were helping me more and they enjoyed it and it was great, then sure.
Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to think about your ceiling. And I want you to think about if you're helping more and you're enjoying it and you're doing it and it's great, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. And I want you to notice what that freedom feels like. Notice what the freedom feels like to be able to grow with no ceiling. What does that feel like? What does it feel like to know that you can grow without a ceiling?
Yeah, I see myself in the clouds. You know, there's like, I'm really high and there's clouds around me. I'm very tall.
Great. And now I'm going to ask you to ground it a bit. Okay. And I'm going to ask you to see yourself very tall, even walking around in life. And yes, even feeling tall online. And even feeling tall in connecting with others. And even just feeling tall and loving that feeling. Beautiful. Great. So I'm going to ask you to lift your arm. Notice your level.
Okay. It's way higher. It doesn't go as far back as my other, but it's about twice as much as when we started.
Bingo. Bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to acknowledge yourself. Who's doing that?
Me. I'm doing it.
You are. Right?
Here with you.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and take that in, honey. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're amazing. Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you think about these messages that your body's wanting to give you, that you can be as tall as you want to be, that you don't have a ceiling, that you can be as tall as you want to be. So in other words, think about it this way. This isn't just Brandy telling you something. This is Brandy interpreting what your body is saying to you. Mm-hmm. And so when you take that in for a moment, that your body is trying to tell you that you have no ceiling, that you're free to be as tall as you want to be, that okay. It's safe for you to be as tall as you want to be, and you're free.
Okay.
Can you take that in for a moment as your new way of feeling, of your new way of being?
Well, it's like having really good posture too. You know?
All right, so let's go ahead and pause the session right here because I want to unpack things a bit more and also give you a moment to integrate some of these things in your life, because even if these things aren't connected to the very health issue that you may or may not have, you know, depending upon what you're working on here, these are things that everybody can really use to expand on in their lives. And I love that. And I love what's coming up for her. And you know, she's just so amazing. You know, if you think about it, so far she's gotten her pain down from a level 5-6 to pretty much gone. And she did that. It's just really impressive. And also, she's got her arm moving to where, you know, it was stuck before, and now she's able to raise it almost all the way up. And I love her reaction and I love her laugh, and she's just so full of life, you know. I love this. And she's in her 70s and yet sounds like she's in her 30s or 40s and just so full of life and laughter. And again, just a beautiful, beautiful soul. So I love that. And as far as the things that have come up so far, I feel like everybody could really benefit by at least taking something. And if you can integrate it into your life, that would be amazing. And in the session, by the way, we're about to switch over to her back pain and what's going on with the sciatica and all of that. So the whole topic is about to change and go in a bit of a different direction. Of course, it still is somewhat connected to freedom and being her best self and growing and expansion, but in a bit of a different way. And so that's what we're going to be doing on the episode next week. When we finish this session, is we will dive into all of that. But I wanted to go ahead and pause the session right here to give you a moment to integrate one and or both of these topics, because again, they can just be so powerful in anybody's life. And so that said, the first topic that we had been talking about was really looking at how you can bring even more joy and happiness or playfulness into your life in whatever you're doing. Because all too often, it's so easy to get kind of caught up in the seriousness of it all, or, you know, just getting things done or taking care of what you're supposed to, or not wanting to be too playful, but trying to, you know, be taken seriously, or, you know, there's all different ways that that can show up in our lives. And so looking at this one and asking yourself, is there a way that you could integrate this playfulness and lightness into some area of your life? And by the way, that could be your relationship, maybe your personal relationships. And I see that all the time as well, where, you know, a couple's been together for so long that they are more serious. And when they communicate, you know, it can feel a bit abrasive, or, you know, it just has lost some of the playfulness and the lightness. And so maybe it's in your relationship or relationships around you, or maybe it's in your professional life. But I just wanted to pose that question, you know, is there somewhere in your life that you can integrate this playfulness or more lightness into it to enjoy it even more? All right, so that's number one. And the second thing that we were talking about is feeling the freedom to be able to expand to your highest self. And that can show up in a variety of different ways for people. Again, not just in your professional life, but also in your personal life. And for some people, they might feel as though they can't be all they can be because of their relationship with their spouse. You know, maybe they feel like the man is supposed to be the dominant one in a relationship. And so it's holding them back from everything that they can be, you know, from being your tallest self. So maybe that's your situation. Or maybe it has to do with work, where you feel like there is a boss that is taller than you and making you small. And believe it or not, a lot of bosses would love for you to grow and to continue growing. And so you could look at it in that way. Or maybe this is showing up with a parent or a business partner or a colleague, or maybe it's not showing up in your life at all. Maybe this one doesn't even apply to you. That could be true as well. You know, everybody has blocks for different reasons. And so maybe instead of this second one, maybe your focus might want to be on the first one. So whatever feels good to you, but I just really wanted to take a moment because these can be very common patterns. And of course, the way I'm seeing them in her energy, they're very intense. And there are some more things that are going on, which we're going to go into on the second part of her session next week. But of course, I wanted to give you a moment to see if you could integrate this week of how you could be happier and more joyful in life and maybe even feel that feeling of expansion even more and get that into your life. All right, so it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And as always, I'm going to ask you to please make sure to hit the share button. You know, share this with somebody who you feel like it could help, or somebody who even needs a bit more joy and happiness and lightness in their life. You know, I know so many people could use that. And of course, the more empowered and happy that every person is in their own life, the better the world will be for all of us. I mean, if you think about it, it's truly an incredible vision to look forward to. And so with that, I wish that for you in your day, that you have an empowered, incredible, happy, light, and joyous rest of your day. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode as we unpack even more of this feeling of freedom and expansion and take it in a whole nother direction. So I look forward to seeing you there. Have an incredible rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. all of the time people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.